Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Okay, so there's this really weird rumor going around that the COVID vaccine is at fault for Jamie Foxx's hospitalization. Obviously, his rep shut that down super fast. So gossip columnist AJ Benza made this claim while he was on Dr. Drew Pinsky's Ask Drew podcast. So he said that he had heard Foxx had developed a blood clot after receiving the vaccine and then suffered a stroke. Entertainment Tonight also reported that on the podcast, apparently he said that it left Jamie Foxx partially paralyzed and blind. Dr. Pinsky didn't say anything about that, and then the gossip columnist didn't even name a source. He was just like, yeah, I just heard. But, of course,
Jamie, that's dangerous to do that.
I was about to say, I'm like, that's like, what, borderline defamation? But Jamie Foxx's representatives said, like, this is completely inaccurate. None of that is true. Jamie's been hospitalized since April, and we don't really know much about his condition right now. The last that we heard was that he was at a rehab facility, I believe in Chicago. His family was photographed out there. So all I'm hoping that is he's doing okay and he can get back to doing what he does best.
I think sometimes people forget that correlation is not causation. So just because something happens at the same time doesn't mean that was what caused it. It could have been something else.
There's an amazing website. I'll have to find out what it is so we can tweet it out, that literally will pull up all the correlation causation things in the world or in the United States in case you're not a believer. And it'll be like, every Monday in Seattle, it rained, which means on the East Coast in Virginia, somebody got an A. Like, it's random, but they will pull actual data and show you the correlations, and as a great way of proving correlation does not equal causation.
I feel like it's obvious at this point that people are more interested in clicks than his actual health. And that's the part that bothers me. Like, just let the man get healed with his family. And when they're ready to tell us what it is, they'll tell us.
Exactly. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have reportedly split up again. So Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, they had this 2-year-long relationship and had recently got back in, I believe, April. And they've split again. I know their fans have a bit of mixed feelings about this. Their reps are saying that them getting back together was just a fling, and they've put an end to it. Although reports as recent as June 1st claim that they were like practically moved in together. So it makes you wonder, you know, today is June 9th. What happened in the last week that made them cut ties with each other?
Juicy.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes is also under fire because, you know, there's all those wildfires happening in Canada. So he decided this would be a great opportunity to market my new single. So he used a photo of
That's not what that was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought he was just trying to make a point. I didn't realize that was his new single.
Yeah, it's a new single.
Oh,
so
Shawn. No.
Shawnee
no.
Shawn. So let's have a come to Jesus moment, Shawn.
What Shawnee Shawn going to do?
Shawnee Shawn has taken a photo. Well, I'm sure this is his PR team. I'm sure Shawn had actually nothing to do with this, but Shawn's team, let's say that, took a photo of the air quality in New York right now. So it's a photo of the Empire State Building and, of course, all the smoke and like the red ash. It looks like the apocalypse.
It does. For people that don't know, there are Canadian wildfires going on right now, and all of that smoke is moving into the Northeast.
And now the Southeast, too. We're getting air quality control alerts.
And it is It is honestly terrifying what New York's air quality looks like. I mean, it is like this weird orange, red. You can't even see the skyline. You can't see the buildings because the smoke and air quality is so bad.
It was setting records. The other day, it was the worst air quality of any city in the entire world.
So now everybody's wearing their mask again. I've been seeing stuff in the news of people putting masks on their dogs so they can walk their dogs. Like, it's crazy and it's scary.
They canceled a lot of flights in and out of New York City, too, because I got a lot of family that was going places, and now they can't go anywhere.
Now, there's one thing I think that could get Sean out of hot water. What is the song about? Like, is the song about fighting for, like, climate change or anything?
So the song is called What the Hell Are We Dying For? I actually haven't listened to it just yet, but a lot of his fans are really upset. They're like, really? Like, you're going to use this natural disaster as a way to market your song?
Oh, so it's not like a gung-ho save the world, save the planet kind of thing?
Let me give it a listen and I'll report back, but people aren't happy. So I'm getting the sense that whatever it is, it's not super good. Just to finish up what this actual thing was, it's a photo of the Empire State Building, bad air quality, and then the song title What the Hell Are We Dying For on the front. And yeah, so he's getting, it's been a bad week for Sean. He's got this breakup and now everyone's coming for him for this new single.
Because I follow him on Instagram and I saw it and I zoomed, because you have to kind of zoom in to fully see the words because they're kind of like misty or whatever because of the, you know, the smoke. I think obviously this is what they were trying to think out because they want people to like search for it. And then you read it and then obviously that it's in the caption, but I honestly had no idea. I thought he was just trying to make a point and not that he was promoting a single.
Yeah, maybe that's what he thought he was trying to do, but I think it was tied in with a little bit of marketing.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Fans of Vanderpump Rules will be happy to know a spinoff is coming your way soon. More on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.